This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Tuesday, January 12th, 2010. I didn't say 2010. I finally got it right. I'm actually recording a little bit later than I had planned to because I'm getting sucked into the auditions in American Idol. And actually, I know you're probably a little surprised that you're getting another podcast again this week, the very next day, because I just posted one yesterday. But there was things to talk about and things to tell you, and I just felt like doing another podcast. So here I am, giving you a podcast. Now, I have a whole list of things, so they're going to be like random and out of any order, and they don't really connect to each other, so I'm just going to start talking about them. Excuse me, that's hot chocolate, because I just had some hot chocolate. That's for Big Fatty, of course. Speaking of Big Fatty, now there's right out of order. I was watching the news, the end of the news this evening at around 7:25, and my phone rings, and guess who it is? It was Big Fatty, because, you know, he's in town this week, and when I say in town, he's in D.C., not in Virginia. And he called me and said, well, first of all, he's like, how dare you not show up to the meet and greet? But he knows why I wasn't there, and I think most people know why I was not there. But he had a surprise guest to get on the phone, and I got to speak with Miss Kathy Bacon. You remember, she's a listener of Big Fatty's and mine, and she got on the phone. We chit-chatted for a little while, and she's so fun. I think she's going to be a wild person if we get to talk with her again. But and then I chatted with Big Fatty for a while, and we, you know, caught up and stuff. And he wanted to know if I was going to see him during this trip, but unfortunately, not. The timing is just not working out for us, because the boyfriend and I it's a very slight chance that we would be going to Charlottesville this weekend. We would normally be going to Charlottesville this weekend, but there's a chance that my father will not be able to entertain us. But we won't know until later in the week. So, yeah. Anyway, moving on. So that's a Big Fat. I should cross that one off the list because I have now talked about it. After I was talking to Big Fat on the phone and after I watched the news, I started to watch my shows that I recorded from last night on the DVR. And did any of you happen to see How I Met Your Mother last night? Because on that show, Neil Patrick Harris, who I absolutely adore and love, and would love to do, which is funny. I'm getting myself choked up. Excuse me. I just swallowed down the wrong pipe, as they say. Anyway, on How I Met Your Mother, Neil Patrick Harris did a, well, I guess the whole crew did a, excuse me. Now I have a tickle in my throat. The whole cast, I guess, did this musical number, and Neil Patrick Harris is just adorable. He was singing and dancing and, you know, running around and talking, singing about suits. It was hilarious. It was absolutely hilarious. And it was the 100th episode of How I Met Your Mother. So if anybody saw that and thought the same thing that I thought about Neil Patrick Harris, that he was absolutely adorable, tell me. See if we share the same thing. So after I was watching that TV show, now I'm stuck in American Idol land, and I've got it on mute right now because I've watched the first hour and I thought, oh my God, I got to record a show. And American Idol is on Fox, a Fox channel, but not the Fox News channel. But you know who's on the Fox News channel tonight? Miss Sarah Palin. So she actually began tonight with Bill O'Reilly on the O'Reilly Factor. And having her on there is actually a little, I don't even know what the word is, but I am recording it because I want to see how she acts and what she has to say, because she's a little crazy. She's a little cray-cray. So I want to see that. So I'm actually recording that as I'm watching American Idol. So, yeah. And that reminds me of something completely different. The whole Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno thing. I think, did I mention this yesterday? I don't even remember now. Isn't that terrible? I don't remember what I talked about in my last podcast. But today, Conan O'Brien pretty much said he will not be taking that 12:05 time slot. And which basically, it seems that means he's going to go to another network. So I wonder if ABC or Fox, well, who's on ABC? See, I don't even watch late night shows. So I don't even know who does the late night shows. Maybe ABC has Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah, that's who it is. So maybe he's not going to... Oh, my packages. Maybe he's not going to ABC, probably just Fox. But Fox has tried to have late night shows before, and it didn't work, you know, like with Joan Rivers and Arsenio Hall. I don't think they have any late night show going right now. So that's going to be interesting. I think they should just go ahead and, you know, pay off Jay Leno to just quit, because clearly he cannot hold a 10 o'clock time slot. And now they have to go back to doing 10 o'clock shows on NBC. So I say, let Jay Leno go and keep Conan O'Brien, and let Conan O'Brien just keep the 11:35 slot for, you know, The Tonight Show. Because that also means that Jimmy Kimmel, who's the guy after Conan? Jimmy Fallon, that's who it is. Jimmy Fallon is going to be on at like 2 o'clock in the morning if they move Conan to 12:05, something like that. Anyway, I just think that whole thing is very interesting, and I certainly hope that they are all getting their money's worth out of this, because this will be a time to squeeze the money out of NBC. Now, of course, there goes my chair making that noise again. So, yeah. Now, this afternoon, before I even got home from work, I stopped off and got my hair cut at my Asian lady. And yes, I tipped her well. But here's the funny thing. I actually fell asleep in the chair. And now here's... I know that that's not even that funny, but... Okay, you know how when you see people who are falling asleep and when their head kind of drops down? Well, I actually was sitting in the chair, and she was cutting my hair, and my head fell down. And she kind of... She's like, she had to wake me up. It was so funny, because when I woke up, I started laughing. I mean, it was, you know, split second. My head dropped and I woke up. But she was in the middle of cutting my hair, and she's like, "Oh, I almost messed up your hair." It was funny. It had to be there, but it was absolutely hilarious. Try to get a picture in your head of me, you know, getting my hair cut and falling down. My head falling down and almost messing up my haircut. But it was funny. So that was funny. Oh, yeah, you know what else would happen? Remember I told you about over the weekend that I had a nosebleed on Sunday? Well, when I got home from work this evening, I had another friggin' nosebleed. But this time it was out of the other nostril. So, like, oh, my God. But this one did not last nearly as long. This one was only about, I don't know, not even 10 minutes. Maybe 7 or 8 minutes. But even so, it scared me to death, because I'm like, holy crap, my nose just keeps bleeding. But it's this dry weather and the heat and all that kind of stuff. So, geez. Anyway, so I had a nosebleed and it did not last as long. Now what else is I going to do? Oh, about the shows from last night. I watched Big Bang Theory too. And, you know, do you remember the show The Wonder Years with that guy, that cute guy? I don't even know his name. I think it was on in the 90s. But anyway, that girl, Winnie Cooper, who played, like, the guy's girlfriend, whatever, slash friend, or whatever, I think that was her on The Big Bang Theory when I watched it tonight. She was playing the semi-girlfriend of Raj Kuchipali, or whatever, however you say his name. And it was so funny to see her, because I thought she was much older than that, but she's, like, playing, like, a early 20-something character, and she didn't look, I mean, she looked the part, I should say, that's what I should say, and she looked really good. I was like, oh my God, I know that girl, she's from the Wonder Years, from the mid-90s, I think it was the mid-90s, anyway, did anybody else notice her, because I don't think it was even pointed out at all, and I didn't hear that from anybody at work, when they usually talk about the TV shows, no one said that, I don't know. Anyway, oh, and did you hear about the earthquake? There was a big earthquake in Haiti, like 7.3 or 7-something earthquake. It was scary. I know that they are... I'm going to the Washington Post. Major quake strikes Haiti, destroying hospital. Authorities brace for casualties. Port-au-Prince residents hit hard. Substantial damage and casualties are expected as a 7.0 earthquake hits impoverished country. Reports National Palace has been destroyed. Oh, gosh. And they have some pictures already coming out on the AP. Wow. Major damage. Wait until we see video. It's going to be crazy. Oh, that's too bad. Because, you know, Haiti's already in a bad way anyway, because they're very poor down there. That's sad. Well, we'll spend some money. Well, we'll borrow some money from China, and then we'll send it to them. Oh, anyway. I'm also reading this thing, too, here on the Washington Post that says, Google may pull out of China. What the hell does that mean? This is news to me. There's my chair making noise. Oh, no wonder it was because it's posted at 7:17 this evening. Google said Tuesday that it may pull out of China because of a sophisticated computer network attack originating in China and targeting its email service. Excuse me. That's the hot chocolate again. It says the company said it had evidence to suggest that a primary goal of the attackers was accessing the Gmail accounts of Chinese human rights activists. The attack was discovered in December. Based on its investigation to date, Google said it does not believe the cyber attack succeeded. Only two Gmail accounts appear to have been accessed, and that activity was limited to account information, such as date the account was created and subject line, rather than the content of emails themselves, the company said in the blog posting. Okay, now I'm not going to read it anymore, but that's amazing. I think Google should pull out of China, or anybody else that they're stuck inside. No, that's actually good. I think Google should pull out of China because China is very bad in terms of their internet stuff because they censor everything. So good for you, Google. I actually applaud you pulling out of China. Let them use Bing. Does anybody else use Bing? Yeah, let them use Bing. Oh, that's weird. I didn't know that. The last thing I was going to say is actually back at the Washington Post, I've been seeing all these like opinion pieces about Harry Reid and what he said about Obama, and he's a racist, and all the GOP is calling him, you know, telling him to resign, all this crap. I'm like, you know, get over it. We have to get over all the crap that you Republicans say. So get over what Harry Reid said. I mean, I don't know necessarily that it was racist, but even so, it's the same thing that we have to get over when you Republicans say stupid shit. We eventually have to get over it, so you need to get over it. You know what I mean? Get over it. I don't think I should be offended. I don't think anybody is. Well, there may be some people who are offended, but I'm talking about, us. Are we offended? Should I be offended by it because I'm a Democrat? I don't know. I don't think he should step down or whatever. I'm trying to read this article because there's another article on Washington Post. God, I gotta stop reading posts. It says, in the first Fox News appearance, Palin says book uses gossipy anonymous accusations. That's what she must have said on O'Reilly Factor, because it's after 9, that show's over, so they must have posted. As former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin said Tuesday night that it was a lie that she didn't know the difference between North Korea and South Korea during the 2008 presidential election. Palin dismissed that and other assertions in a new book that reviews the presidential race as gossipy anonymous accusations. Her appearance on the O'Reilly Factor, good, I'll be able to watch it because I'm recording it, or it recorded, it's done now, was Palin's first on Fox News show since Monday's announcement that she would join the cable network as a contributor. She was asked to host Bill O'Reilly to respond. She was asked by host Bill O'Reilly to respond to several claims that cited in the book Game Change, which was the subject of the segment on CBS 60 Minutes. Anyway, that's enough about that. So Sarah Palin, I can't wait to watch that. Very good, very good. Yeah, so a lot of crap I've been talking about, and not a whole... But you know what? I was thinking about the earthquake thing. Isn't this like the third earthquake, you know, like in maybe the last week or so? Because over the weekend, wasn't there like a 4.3 in California, and then somewhere like in, I don't know, Malaysia or somewhere, I don't know, some other country, Singapore or something, there was like a 6.2 or something like that. Isn't this like the third earthquake? I couldn't find evidence of it. But anyway. All right. Well, I guess that's all I have for today, boys and girls. So, and I don't know that I will podcast again this week. We'll see. Maybe on Thursday. I don't know. Anyway, that is all I have for today. So until next time, boys and girls, bye.